Boeing says it has no further plans to negotiate with its machinists. Wednesday night, the union voted against the contract extension that Boeing said was key to its decision to build the 777X here in the Puget Sound region. Now the company says it's looking at other locations. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
Is there still a way to win the 777X? In the aftermath of the vote, that question is on some union members' minds. The Machinist's Facebook page reflected that concern. Everett's case is strong. It can build the wing and the fuselage, and it builds the current line of 777s. To Richard Abulafia of Teal Group, those reasons are compelling.
If you look at this from a rational perspective, there are enough advantages to staying in Puget Sound with 777X that they should be able to make something work. The business case isn't so vulnerable as to depend upon the simple terms of this labor agreement.
But will that be enough? Suresh Kota is a professor of management at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business. He says the fact that there are workers elsewhere who are willing to accept lower wages and who won't strike has changed the game because customers want certainty.
If Airbus can deliver a plane on time without uncertainty, customers will look at their airplanes very carefully. And Boeing will be at a disadvantage if it's not able to control its own operations and reduce the uncertainty as far as its ability to deliver planes on time is concerned.
But as Boeing learned from the 787, uncertainty can also come from manufacturing delays caused by quality problems, not just the threat of strikes. So who will make the first move, if anyone? Now we wait. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.